your house in Oakland, post Oakland March, and I wanted just to ask you a couple questions. Can you tell me why you were marching today?
Sure. Yeah, I felt really strongly about marching today because I think the election of Donald Trump, or whose name we shall not mention, that person, is just such a horrifying thing. And it's really scary to me, all of the hatred that's being spewed around our country by him and his supporters. And he just represents everything that I don't believe in. And so today I was marching. What was the question?
Why are you marching?
Because I'm marching for women and all people, for equality, for justice, for help, for, you know, universal health care, for an end to racism and sexism, and just peace and justice and a healthy planet. Because I just can't sit back and watch Trump and all his cronies do their work and destroy everything we've built to date. I mean, it's been so much work to get so many things to the place they are now, whether it be, you know, work on the environment, or, you know, opposing racism or anti-Semitism or gay and lesbian, LGBT rights, etc. I just can't sit here and watch everything be backpedaled to, you know, 50 years ago or 100 years ago.
So what was the experience like of being at the march?
It was very wonderful. I felt like it was the perfect antidote to yesterday, which was the inauguration. It was just a very depressing, gloomy day yesterday. It's just was horrible to think about what was going on in Washington and what that means for our country. So today, the march was filled with thousands and thousands of people of all kinds, colors, everything, you know, just so many different kinds of people, people from the city, people from the country, people from the suburbs, black, brown, white, everybody, kids, older people. And it was very inspiring to be there to feel all of this collective unification and support, and it gave me hope about the future, that if all these people are out here today, that we can make a difference and we can make things happen and we can resist the scary stuff that will be coming our way. So I'm so glad I went, and I brought my 10-year-old daughter, and that was really great because she's an activist in the making. She's really feels strongly about a lot of these things.
What does she feel strongly about?
She feels strongly about the earth and protecting the earth. She does not like Trump. You know, there's only so much she understands, obviously, but I think she has a really genuine heart and cares about all people. And she has a lot of empathy for people who have less than we do. And I think she's learning that Trump doesn't, you know, Trump stands for greed and bigotry. And that, you know, he doesn't care about people. He doesn't care about the common person or the poor person or the working person. And she cares about people in general, whoever they are.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So how do you respond to her being interested in politics or activism?
Mm-hmm.
What's your approach?
Well, I mean, I think she's interested partly because, you know, we live in the Bay Area where it's very progressive, and most of the people, all of the people we know for sure, are progressive and are politically active either now or have been in the past, and certainly everybody is now based on what's going on. So I just I encourage her to, you know, like, she wanted to come to the march today. We've gone to other rallies together, and she's
like
amazing. Well, we went to see Bernie Sanders when he came to Oakland before the primary, must have been. And she waited in line a long time. I was very proud of her. And then she's marched in like an anti-violence gun control march before, around the 4th of July. And I know there was another one at least that she's gone to. So she wants to do it, and I'm excited about that. She made her own sign, and she didn't need any help deciding what she wanted to say. And
what did her sign say?
Her sign said "impeach," and it had a she had drew a picture of a peach with orange fur, orange hair with some green intertwined. So obviously, meaning he who cannot be named.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. You were talking about people that had been involved in political activity or activism in the past. Is that something you were involved in the past? And if so, what were you involved in?
Yeah, I've been involved a lot over the years. I mean, as a younger person in my late teens, I guess, and early and 20s, I was involved in the anti-nuclear movement. So that was anti-nuclear power and anti-nuclear weapons. I went to tons of rallies and just demonstrations back then, which was like late 70s and into the early 80s. I've done a lot of marching for LGBT rights. I'm a lesbian, so over the years, forever, I've marched. I've certainly marched in a lot of, you know, peace and justice rallies against the Iraq wars, you know, against racism. And then more recently in the last year during the election, I was not a Clinton supporter. I obviously voted for her in the election, but I was a Bernie supporter because he's much more progressive and Clinton was not my fave. But of course, I was going to vote for her against Trump.
Mm-hmm. How did your daughter feel about Hillary Clinton at the time? Was it, you know, in terms of her being a female candidate?
I think she was excited about it. I mean, she didn't, she sort of followed me and she liked Obama. She liked Bernie better, whereas her other mom actually was a Clinton supporter. But she was all for Bernie. And then when Hillary won the nomination, I think, you know, I was surprised Francesca was, she just disliked Trump so much that she was enthusiastic about Hillary, but I'm not quite sure she got the grasp of like, wow, there's never been a woman president before. But had Hillary won, which of course we know she did win, but had she been elected, you know, I think it would have become bigger in my daughter's eyes in terms of like, yeah, this is really historic. But I also told her today was very historic and that I was so happy that she was with me, with us marching today.
What do you think the role of women is in this movement? And why, you know, it came together through women organizers. What do you think is distinctly important about that in terms of, you know, coming together in the format of a women's march?
I just think that women are more collaborative and more process-oriented and that that's what you need to pull something like this off and make changes, that it can't be hierarchical and women don't, I mean, most women just sort of innately don't operate that way. And so I think, I mean, I know there were issues with the organizing of the women's marches and stuff, but I think in general, women have a different approach to making change and making things happen, and it's not a competition usually. Whoa.
Did you always know you were going to go to this march, or did you consider D.C. or other options?
Well, I would have loved to have gone to D.C. I think it would have been really exciting to be there, but financially it wasn't feasible for me because I have other things I have to do this spring, which are going to cost me money. So I considered it because I thought it would be really fun, but I also wanted to bring my daughter with me to the one today, and I'm actually glad to be in my hometown marching. It's very exciting to be here with everybody where in the city where I live.
Mm-hmm. How have your friends and family responded to your involvement in the march? Has there been anything of note there?
No, all of my friends. I've got my niece is in, went to D.C. My sister's marching in Portland. And all my friends are marching wherever they are, so I'm lucky in that way.
Quite a good turnout.
Yeah, totally.
What did you hope to accomplish with the march? Was it symbolic, or how do you see the impact of it continuing?
Well, I think it's both symbolic and sort of practical. I think it's symbolic because, like I said, for me, and I think a lot of people were feeling this way, that it was such a great antidote to yesterday. And I already said that, but just feeling like to get out of your own, it's so easy to just sink down into your grief and rage and depression or whatever it is about what's going on. But to be together with all of these hundreds of thousands or however many people there were, to everyone stand up and say, no, we're not going to take this. We're going to fight back. We're going to resist. You know, so sort of philosophically, it was great in that way. And I also feel like there are a lot of people who are at these marches who aren't usually political people, and they're becoming politicized because of how bad things are right now. And so I have actually a lot of hope that there could be, that there will be change and movement. I mean, it's like what Obama said in his goodbye speech last week. He talked so much about hope and young people, and I'm actually really grateful that I feel that way also. And I think being there today helped me feel that way even more strongly. So that's really good, because otherwise it's just too easy to kind of crawl into your corner and feel like shit for everybody. And our future.
How do you plan to continue your political involvement beyond today?
So what I plan to do is I haven't figured out exactly what I'm going to do. I know I'm definitely going to donate money, which I already do, but I'm a regular donator to Planned Parenthood. I'm going to keep donating to them because, you know, I work in public health and, you know, we need, you know, Planned Parenthood cannot go away, period. Not only because of abortion rights, but just for health care for women in general. So I will donate to them. I'll donate to the ACLU and some other organizations that I haven't been a, you know, big donor to. I mean, not a big donor. I'm not a big donor, but just a regular donor to. But I'm also going to, I'm organizing a dinner party for, with my friend, and we're going to make all this food and invite people and ask them to give donations. So we're going to don't get a bunch of money to donate that way. I'm going to work. I'm going to do something, and I'm not sure what yet in terms of what organization or organizations I will become more involved in. It will probably have something to do with healthcare. I work in public health, and I, you know, have a real passion for promoting single payer healthcare. So it may be related to that. And I also have a friend who just sent out an email and said, what does everybody want to do? Let's talk about it. And so we can do all this work together. So healthcare, immigrant rights, LGBT, you know, pro-choice stuff, it's probably going to be related to something like that.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want to talk about today? Hopefully we'll be going around and interviewing people, you know, throughout the movement. But is there anything else you want to say today?
Yeah. I think we're at an exciting place. I have to feel like this is the beginning of something big. Like I said, it's too easy to just fall apart and feel like this is horrible. But for March like today, it feels like all of the energy and passion that was felt and seen, I feel like we can do a lot of things. And it's just really good to feel hopeful, because it's been hard lately, but I feel more hopeful today. So I'm excited about that.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
Thank you, Teague.